أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Al-Hajj. With regards to the Surah, some of the commentators have stated that the Surah was revealed in Medina Munawwara after the Hijrat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But by and large, most of the commentators have stated that this Surah has some unique features in it, in that some of the verses were revealed in Medina Munawwara, whilst others were revealed before the Hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Makkah Mukarramah. Also, the surah has the feature that some of the ayat and verses were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst he was on journey, whilst others were revealed whilst he was stationed in Medina Munawwara. And as a matter of fact, we will see that these first two verses of the surah itself was revealed when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was on a journey. Then we find that some ayat were revealed at night, other ayat were revealed during the day. We will also find that in the surah, there are many ayat that have abrogated other ayats, other verses, and we find that some of the verses in the surah itself have been abrogated. In short, we find that the surah is of such a nature that every different type of application of the rules of tafsir has been found, and hence, in the very, very first two ayats, we find that these two verses were revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on a journey in the battle or the expedition of the Bani Mustaliq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam called Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and again it was during the night that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had did this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam recited these verses to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. When these verses were recited, the impact on Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum was such that some of them did not want to eat, others did not want to pitch up their tents because of the great terror and fear that their hearts were struck with. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, on reciting these verses, also said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that when an earthquake takes place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to go out and to take all those of his children that are destined for the fire of Jahannam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that out of every 1,999 of mankind will go into the fire of Jahannam, and this further created awe and fear in the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that do not fear because of the Ya'juj, Ma'juj, the Gog and Magog. Out of every 999 of them, one person from my ummah will be joined, in other words, from humankind will be joined in the fire of Jahannam. This put Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum at some sort of rest. Then we find also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Sahaba that listen, if you look at the reality of it from the beginning of the creation of man, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then including my ummah, you people are in numbers corresponding, or rather related to their numbers is like a white bull, and that white bull has one black hair. In other words, there are so many millions and billions of humans had come that correspondingly and in relation to that, you people are very, very small in number. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them that one quarter of you will be in Jannat, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or rather one quarter of Jannat will be people from my ummah, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum showed happiness Then Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam said, no, it will be 1/3. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum got even happier. Then Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam said, no, you people will be half. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum's joy had increased. And thereafter Nabi alaihi salatu wasalam said, the Jannat, the occupants of Jannat will be 2/3 from my ummah. And that elated the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says at the very beginning of the surah, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum. O mankind, fear your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un azim. Certainly the zalzala, the earthquake of the day of Qiyamah, shay'un azim, is a mighty thing. This zalzala and this earthquake that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about here, some of the commentators have stated that this zalzala and this earthquake will be signaling the end of this world. Others have stated that there will be another zalzala, another earthquake that will take place after the blowing of the trumpet, that earthquake will take place and people will be shaken out of the qabrs, and then people will go to the resurrection, the mahshar, the plains of resurrection. Here, very importantly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum, that the very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is the command of taqwa. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this zalzala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about this earthquake. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that it is our taqwa that is going to save us from the different stages of the day of Qiyamah and leaving this world, the end of this world, etc. It is going to be our taqwa that is going to save us tomorrow when we stand in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further describes the horrific sign of the days of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on that day you will see every woman that is suckling their children, they will forget about what they are suckling. In other words, they will forget their children. Usually to a mother, the most dear and closest person is a child that she is suckling. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here speaks about the terror of the day of Qiyamah, that she will be so terrified that she will even forget about the child that she is suckling. And in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the terror is of such a nature that a small child that will stand on the day of Qiyamah, that child also will become old because of the terror of the day of Qiyamah. وَتَدَعُوا كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. Then every woman that is carrying a child, every pregnant woman that has a fetus in a womb, she will abort that fetus. In other words, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to demonstrate to us and show us the terror of the day of Qiyamah, that just this terror will cause a woman to abort. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارًا. Then as for the rest of mankind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will see man in an intoxicated state. Man will look like they drunk, but had they drank anything? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. The reality is this, that they are not drunk. They will appear to be drunk. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us how horrific the day of Qiyamah is and the terror in the hearts of the people when this zalzala and this earthquake takes place. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, the reality is this, that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. So hence here in these first two ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention towards Qiyamah, and amongst them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the zalzala. If we relate this to the previous surah, Surah Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also said, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. They, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, very close to man is his hisab, his accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and yet man is in ghaflat, man is heedless about it. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us and he takes us out of this heedlessness into a state of terror, explaining to us the horrific sight of the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.